Lesson 11, Discovering Your Faith. Your experience in this journey of life was to know your truth through experiencing relationships and situations that you created in your lifetime. With the knowledge of truth awaits a discovery of the reality. In order to create your dream, you must know self, and in order to know self, you must know God. Too often, throughout your lifetime, you have prayed for dreams to come true, only to discover the fleeting thought of what you considered to be a dream was only a temporary desire which lacked the love and focused thought to bring it into fruition. Yet when the achievement of these dreams escaped you, the first instinct you had was that the answer to your prayers was no, when in fact you answered your own prayer by not creating it. How often do you read about instances where people manifested things in their lives that they did not desire? Turn on the evening news and you will see that your illusion is inundated with stories like these each and every day. Yet how often do you turn on the same news to find equal amount of time dedicated to those who have created their dreams and discovered their true calling? Yes, these stories fill the headlines, but they're not showcased as much as the negative. Why do you believe this to be true? In a world full of lost souls turning to the world outside of themselves for the discovery of their own truth, these same souls are attracting to themselves like energy. In the first case of the overstimulation of negative energy, there are many souls who support the attraction of negative energy, or they would not intentionally invite it into their experience. When you began your journey into self-discovery, you refrained from polluting your energy source with a barrage of negative energy. You cut loose the negative television shows, the negative jobs, and the negative people who affected you in anything less than a loving manner. This was a conscious decision. Your intent to attract positive energy through seeking to know your source and thus finding love in every sense of the word destroyed the negative bonds that you had created in your illusion. Since love and fear cannot coexist, then love was a powerful emotion that destroyed the situations you created that brought about fear. Once your search for God resulted in your own self-love and self-acceptance, you opened the flow of energy to discover those things which you loved. Your love for writing created in your reality the opportunity to write poems, lyrics, and ultimately this journal into self-healing. As the energy of love created more and more of the same, your thoughts remained focused on experiencing more love. The dreams you had buried deep within your soul suddenly came to life. You took pleasure in creating those things you love, and your appreciation for them allowed them to manifest into your reality. They were not empty and vacant desires that had no foundation. On the contrary, opening the doorway to your soul allowed all that you love to be created into your experience, so you can experience more of that which you love. Anything you focus your thoughts, energy, and emotion on, you create. Dreams are simply the manifestation of focused energy created from thought and love. When a soul loses the love for themselves, they lose the ability to dream and create loving situations for their soul to experience. This is why these words will awaken those whose desire is to discover love and create more love for their life. You have uncovered the treasure chest locked deep within your soul, only to discover your most precious gifts have been waiting to experience themselves through you. Faith is a realization that these gifts created in love, by love, and through love, are manifesting themselves simply through your awareness of them. You had only to unlock the key to your heart and discover their presence awaiting you. When you pray, you seek God. By seeking your Creator, you find love of self and love of God, for you are one and the same. How then can you truly love something and not expect its existence to be experienced by your beautiful and perfect soul? Faith, hope, and love all exist within themselves because your soul cannot experience faith without knowing God, hope without discovering your soul, and love as source for all that is of God. When your mother passed away from an illness that she fought for so long to heal from, your prayers were heard, my child. You placed the responsibility of the experience of another soul and expected your prayers to be heard over their own prayers. Your prayers cannot control the experience of another, only the experience of your own soul. When your mother passed away, your faith was broken and you stopped feeling hope. Your despondency created more sorrow, which only perpetuated itself over the course of a year. It wasn't until your raw emotions and broken spirit prayed to be healed when your life began to change, for you ceased controlling your experiences from a position of fear, but instead, your soul cried out from a position of love. It wasn't until the passing of your mother where you truly became alive for the very first time. Faith is believing in things you cannot see, yet you could not see because you have hidden your dreams deep within the walls of your soul. Now you awaken to the unlimited possibilities that your dreams are opening more currents of love. Experiencing love creates more of the same. Dream, my child, for everything your heart and soul have ever truly loved are being called into your experience through the awareness of their existence. Your energy must vibrate on the same frequency of that which you love. Then you are worthy of receiving abundance in every form. So awaken, my child, and continue to recognize the beauty of your dreams, for they are as unlimited as the love you experience for them. Be in a continual attitude of gratitude and be in appreciation for what you already have rather than from a perspective of what you do not have. What you focus your energy on expands, so focus your energy on appreciation and you will discover that your experiences bring forward more for you to be thankful for. Instead, what often occurs is the experience of lack overpowers your thoughts and negative emotion is created, thus producing more of the same. Love and fear are the two most powerful emotions to create with thought. So your attention to lack combined with your thoughts of supporting lack creates more lack. Your fear begins to overtake your thoughts, creating a spiraling sensation of negative emotions. This creates illness and more situations for you to experience the emotion of fear. Look within to your inner child, for there you will find your heart's true desire. Many of you as children looked at the world through God's eyes because the negativity of the world had not yet affected you. Children look at the world and see expectations of possibilities. Yet as adults, the world becomes a closet in which to store your hopes and dreams, and somewhere in the cobwebs in the corner of your closet lies your true soul's calling. There is an enlightenment that is occurring throughout the universe, my child. Souls need to experience the feeling of being connected to their Creator. They are awakening to seek me, although they have never truly forgotten who I am. They lack happiness because they were looking for an answer outside of themselves. As children of God, you already come into this experience of life possessing all the answers you ever needed. You are all connected to God who is all, has all, and will be all you ever need. The problem arises when lost souls begin instructing other souls and sharing their perception of what they believe to be true. Many souls spend enormous energy trying to believe an illusion of what they know in their hearts not to be true. One of the great illusions is that wealth will buy happiness, but this could not be the case because love and fear are the two powerful emotions that create and destroy. If anything is not created from love, then it doesn't represent love. For money is energy placed into the form of paper, which in turn is provided a value. Ask yourself, how can something that is created from paper be the answer to a feeling of love, which in turn creates happiness? Does the paper provide the emotion and the feeling of love? If so, how does the true unconditional love of a piece of paper compare to the love from a child, a parent, or a spouse? Better yet, ask yourself how the love of a piece of paper can compare to the love of self, which is truly the love of God. Yet to many, the piece of paper represents something outside of themselves, which will allow them to experience the love of something they desire. Too often, souls do not understand that the feeling of love is what creates more feelings of love. In the illusions being taught and handed from generation to generation, the feeling of self-love has taken a back seat to the feelings generated from a piece of paper. Just because you have great wealth through money does not mean you have self-love. And just because you lack in money does not mean that you have self-love. Money is nothing more than exchange of energy and is nothing without the value that is placed upon it. A soul may never feel as if they have enough money until they realize that money is not what their soul seeks. The soul seeks expression of self to create love. Only when you realize this will you understand what it means to be rich. Only then will your riches be eternal and unlimited, because they represent the love you feel for yourself in the truest sense. Rather than seeking a number in a dollar amount, become aware of the amount of wealth you already possess in your lives. Through your awareness, you will realize there will never be lack in your experience again. The perception of lack is an illusion. Now you have been taught how to replace that illusion with the reality of truth. Money is simply energy created by souls, but what they seek is truth. So then money represents truth. There is nothing more powerful than the two emotions to create. Love creates and fear destroys. However, many fail to experience wealth because they feel unworthy or are in fear of having monetary abundance. Many of you have convinced yourself of an illusion that somehow having money is equal to having sin. The value you place on anything becomes your perception of it. If you equate money with negative energy such as greed or selfishness, you will always fear having it. We have already established that money is tangible energy placed in the form of paper or coins. Since money is paper, and you don't fear paper, as you're introduced to paper as children while learning to read and write, the fear is stemmed from what the paper represents to you. Identify the fear and what emotions are connected to that fear, and you will change your perception from fear to love. Every soul in this endless universe is worthy of the love of God. One soul is not more important than another. When you look into the eyes of the beautiful souls around you, then see my eyes reflecting back at you. Know that you have reminded them of who they are. There is a false hierarchy existing in your world today. The perception is those with greater possessions are somehow better, smarter, stronger, and happier than those who do not have the same things. This false sense of self is partly what has led to the demise of so many souls' perceptions of themselves. They define themselves partly by the things they had and the job they performed. Neither of these things define a soul's worth. You are all worthy. The collapse of so many hierarchies in the business world has forced many to realize their own truth, yet still many more fail to see it. You are not that which you do. You are not that which you have. Your soul is already complete and entered into your experience of life feeling complete. You are all worthy because you are all children of God. Through these words, you have discovered your truth through me, and now the truth has set you free. Won't you share my words with those who have aligned themselves to be set free as well? Share this information with those who are ready to hear your words and read your thoughts. Bless them because for a brief moment, they forgot that they are children of God. Live in your light and shine forth brightly, my child, for your lessons will inspire many of those who have simply felt the fear of abandonment from their own souls. I am always with you, for you and I are one, and together we are complete. Share in your love of life, and your life will continue to abound in love. Lesson 12, Great Expectations. Understand that a large part of the creative process comes not only from the intention of creating it, but through the act of receiving it. For you must be able to receive that which you have created in love. For if you know not how to receive self-love, then you will halt the process of receiving anything you've created. Throughout your lifetime, you have sent out love through your talents and gifts. However, when another attempted to bless you with the same in return, you failed to acknowledge it. You did not love yourself enough to accept the feelings of love that came with the good feeling of receiving it. The feeling of unworthiness is derived from emotions of feeling unloved. Where there is fear, love cannot reside. When you experienced in your illusion the feelings of being unworthy, then you experienced lack of self-love. You then expanded upon those same feelings by creating them into your reality where they would be supported. You chose to experience these emotions through the illusion of others not loving you, which in turn created more of the same. Your unworthiness was created so long ago that when you felt turned away from another, you recreated those experiences into feelings of not being wanted or needed. Emotions are such a powerful tool of creation that just the emotions of feeling unloved could actually create your entire world of supporting feelings of not being loved. Your heart can no longer deceive itself. Do you not understand the only source of abundance of love lies within yourself? You have searched for so long for someone to validate your worth, and the energy you sent forth into the universe is returning to you through love and worth. You seek me through every set of eyes that you meet. Now the time is set forth for you to go out into the universe and spread my message. Do not waver and do not compromise your message. It is one that will balance the cycle of fear and love. It will begin to realign the energy that has created such chaos in an otherwise lost world. You created the words with your thought, emotion, and action of writing. Receiving is no different. When you are receiving what you have sent out into the universe, there is still constant movement of energy. If you remain stagnant in that energy flow, then you are in fact challenging the energy flow to come to you. When you are in a constant motion with the energy that you have sent forth through love, you must continue being in that feeling of love to receive it. Doing what brings feelings of love into your environment allows the energy to move towards you faster than countless hours of doing that which brings you fear. Love is more powerful than fear. It can move at a greater intensity and speed when it is created through manifesting. Yet consider that fear is still a powerful emotion and will deliver that which it is created to manifest, which is more fear. Understand that like manifesting, receiving is also an act. It must be accepted in the same feelings of love, thought, and action that it was created in. Now the action of receiving is much the same. You must envision receiving that which you have created through the act of doing what you love. In your case, you love to write, so receive your love through the act of writing. For other souls who love to dance, then receive in the act of dancing, or walk on a beach and enjoy a beautiful sunset. Anything that you do to bring the feelings of love into your spirit is how you will receive that which you have created in love. For it is not through the process of having to be perfect where you create wondrous opportunities. It is in the act of sending out the love and in the act of receiving the love you sent forth where miracles are created. If you only understood the power you possess within each of your hearts and souls, the word miracle would not carry the meaning it does for you. You would soon realize that miracles are where the mind, heart, and body meet and connect to their perfection. Then any creation is possible. No longer see yourself through the human eyes of limits, but rather through the eyes of God, where kingdoms are built in moments and souls are created to share life and love. Do you not see what powerful creators that each of you truly are? You were so generous in sharing your judgments and fear-based thinking with one another, yet so often fail to provide recognition for being the miracles of life that each of you are. These words will create a new way of thinking that has only been understood by those who have traveled and studied great lengths for methods to tap into a world unknown within the mind. All you have to do is seek me from within and close your eyes and ears to the world outside of yourself, which is seeking itself through the experience of fear. Create a sanctuary within yourself where only you and I reside. Your prayer to me will be carried through the energy of time and space only to create beauty and love in all that you experience. You are all energy and are experiencing yourself through physical form. This physicality around you, which you are all creating, does not define you. It is only meant to allow you to experience your truth. Once you recognize that your truth does not have to be accepted by another, you will allow yourself to fully experience being a child of God. Seek me first within your heart, mind, and soul. Then your illusions of suffering and lack will dissolve. You will find green pastures of abundance beyond your wildest dreams. Illusion and reality cannot coexist together, for one is based from fear and the other from love. When you seek me from within your soul, you will know a love so deep that the connection between your soul and mine will be experienced as one. This is truth. You and I are one. You live as an extension of me, experiencing truth through many different journeys throughout your lifetime. Knowing this, does it become evident to you that you can create anything your heart and soul desires? First, seek the kingdom of God. Then you will realize that all knowledge, power, and creation lie within yourselves. You created your dream in life from this process, and in the documenting of how this was accomplished, will you be able to share with another who is seeking to discover their truth as well? There's no magic, no secret, and no amount of riches which this information is being held as ransom for. It needs only to be opened from the treasure chest in your soul, and from there, will you soon discover that you can literally create abundance of anything you love out of thin air? You had only to see yourself through the eyes of truth, through the eyes of God. For the past several years, you have experienced news filled with increasing unemployment rates and government aid to help support those who have experienced the transition of their souls from illusion into truth. Although the news media painted a dismal picture of the obvious chaos and turmoil, you looked beneath the surface and realized truth in this environment. Many souls are experiencing their truth. When the spirit acknowledges truth, then falsehood must disappear. This was manifested through the loss of many jobs. What many are not realizing is, like you, so many souls are finding their life calling and creating love from fear. There are many shifts in the energy that had created fear and illusion for so long. As many become aware of their own truth, they will create energy of love that will in turn also heal those around them. For I used a lost soul through you who possessed many talents that were not being shared. Your gifts were being suppressed from working for another, thus creating the illusion of lack of time. Yet you realized that the money you had created was not fulfilling your soul's purpose. Then you went on a journey within yourself when you had no other options. Every distraction around you had been removed. From there, you created more love and joy from your truth. Now you realize you were never alone, for I was with you the entire time, as I will be throughout the end of time. Now you are aware of our eternal unity. Use your experiences from this journey as a foundation in which to share with others. They need not seek their love and joy from another. They have only to pray to Source, and in the moment of silence, I will hear their prayer as I have heard yours. I will feel their prayer as I have felt yours, and I will answer their prayer through the form of love they desire to experience, as I have answered yours. Life is a never-ending journey. The experience of knowing who you are is part of this journey of perfection. Ride the energy waves of truth to bring you to the highest waves of joy. When you continue placing more feelings of joy and love into the ocean of life, you will continue reaping the energy of tides flowing back to you with more love and light. Do you not see, my precious child, the power you have through intention and creation? For it was the feeling of love and sharing blessings that bring you the greatest joy. For today, you have an opportunity to bless another dreamer with the assistance of creating her dream. Tomorrow, you will have another and yet another. So you have answered the call to your prayer of creation. Every soul should pray for an opportunity that will bring them the desired feelings of love to intend further creation from that love. When there is love, there is no fear. I have heard your cries in despair. I have created miracles for you to discover your truth and set your heart free from the limitations your mind had once set upon it. For you have journeyed through the secret places of your soul and have found your truth. From the onset of your truth, you will discover even more places in which to share your love and your light. Your goal was always to inspire and to educate others on the importance of creating abundance in their lives through mind, body, and soul. What better reflection of this training than through the opportunities before you to coach other souls through personal development and self-discovery? If the journey leads them through pageantry, then reveal to them how to create what their heart seeks to experience through the power of their own hands. If their journey lies in seeking their truth through the enjoyment of their passions and skills, then teach them what I have taught so many. For you need not seek understanding from those around you. Instead, share your own understanding of truth to others. If you can learn to harness your energy and attempt to change a situation through thought and emotion, then your situation will change. If you continue to progress through life with the same attitude and self-imposed limitations, you will continue to witness the same limiting experiences reoccurring in your life. Your words created an abundance of fulfilling journeys, for you now have opportunities where you once did not. You needed to explain how to create these opportunities through experiencing them. You love to write, and you are a creator of love and light because you seek to share your talents from a place of love rather than a position of fear. Your words will inspire and reflect truth, the same truth which seeks the heart and souls of so many who are in the process of aligning their vibration to better understand what it is they are becoming. Lesson 13, Completion in Progress. Many souls are experiencing the transition from illusion into reality and from fear into truth. It is creating a shift in energy, thus causing many emotional transitions in their lives. For love and fear are the strongest emotions, and if one is replaced with another, then there is a strong energy shift to be experienced. You experience this shift when you kneeled down in prayer and asked to know your truth. Your prayer led to your higher calling. However, this time you were fully prepared to listen to the answer to your own prayer. This openness you experienced allowed your prayer to be heard not only by me, my child, but also by you, the co-creator of your own experiences. You were not only able to recognize the synchronicity of the changes that occurred in your life, but to embrace them as part of your growth. Through the act of embracing these changes, you created more situations to embrace. Slowly, your fear transformed into love once again. Do you now recognize that when you begin creating your illusion from fear, then you continually address the same issues daily? Only when you recognize they are fear-based will you stop repeating them. Have I not revealed to you the power that you hold to make every dream a reality? This is exactly what you have been sharing with your students when you speak to them. You possess the love to share your knowledge with women across the world. Now you have only to look within your mind to the unlimited possibilities. Ask yourself, what if, rather than telling yourself there's no possibility? You have only to embrace this power of love, my child, and the world will open up to you and embrace you in ways you never fully expected. What better teacher than the soul who has accomplished the unbelievable through the power of love? Truth will be explained in words others can respond to and in the love in which it was intended to be received. For you have asked yourself often throughout this journey how you can change the world and heal the souls who travel upon it during your lifetime. You've already been doing this, one person at a time. Now the time has come for you to reveal truth to the souls who travel on this road alongside you. How they too can seek their truth and find not only comfort in my love, but in their own world of unlimited reality. You can share these empowering tools to those who want to learn how to create more love in their lives. Your journey led you into discovering your truth through love, and that love was through me, your source energy. Lead all of those who ask you to know how to own their truth by first seeking me in prayer. I will lead them to a love within their souls unlike any they have ever experienced. You shared your knowledge with women of the pageant world, and now you share your knowledge with the world. Worry not how you will reach them, for there is divine love through all miracles that you would have once considered to be unattainable. Use the light in your soul to guide others back to their own soul and shut out the noises of the world around them. There is a journey of perfection for every soul that walks through this experience of life. This journey is to assist one another, for you and I are one, and together You are all connected in love through me. There is no I in the journey. There is only truth. For every soul that you encounter and can offer an encouraging word that leads them back into their own truth, you are in essence helping yourself to know a greater part of the whole. Encourage, don't discourage one another. Come from a place of love. Share in your knowing that as you help another remember their own truth, the lights of many souls will shine brighter and brighter. This will lead others to discover their own truth as well. Where light is, darkness cannot exist. The world as you know it today is changing. The chaos is attributed to the shift in energy from fear into a greater fear. What many fail to realize is so many souls are now shifting from a place of fear into love. This shift in energy creates detachments in jobs, relationships, and opportunities that were no longer serving many. Yet what people are witnessing through the media and through mass discussion is only what they perceive the shift to be. For many souls, the shift appears to be based in fear, only because they do not understand the underlying intention. What began for you as a cry in the darkness from desperation and hopelessness has transformed into a spiritual journey. This needed to be recorded through words so others will have the opportunity to understand the power of prayer, the power of love, and the power of God. For you had become so enveloped in the feelings of fear, it would have eventually led to sickness, exhaustion, depression. As a result, you would have created more of the same in the environment around you. In a world that is being driven by fear, you closed your eyes to the negative voices around you and created a haven in your soul that only few were allowed to enter. It was, and still is, very sacred to you. The truth of what you believed was finally revealed to you through the power of these words. As you share your knowledge of truth, you will help guide others into seeking their own truth. Their dreams will also unfold before them from a reality created in love. Was this not what you were seeking to do? Help another soul to heal and create their own dreams from the power of their hands? Instead of turning on the television to inundate your soul with viewings of fear and chaos, you went within to rediscover that there is a heaven within each and every one of you. That heaven is where I reside, and the location is within your soul. You all have such beauty and insurmountable pain existing in one place. It is no wonder people are falling more and more into fear. The strongest emotion is that which overpowers your senses, and from there, you create your illusions. You do not need acknowledgement and support from those around you who do not understand their own truth. Instead, seek within your soul the eternal light of God. For you create the abundance in your lives through that which you desire from your heart. In the glorious space where you share love, you will receive the experiences of that which you create. The next time you experience a dream that may at the time appear unattainable, rather than tucking it into the recesses of your mind to collect dust, acknowledge this dream. Ask yourself how you would feel if you were able to experience the creation of it. For through love, all things are possible. Then you will look within your soul and ask me how I can help you make this dream come true. Life is a journey that was created to inspire and to be joyous. Enjoy your life and realize that throughout every moment of your lifetime, there are dreams just waiting to bless lives and create more love. What will you do with yours? What will you say in just one precious moment when you feel the hand of God resting upon yours? How will you answer your calling? Will your dream be tucked away into the depths of your soul where it will continue breathing through you? Will you answer the call and understand without even the slightest doubt that all dreams are possible? that often in the worst of times, God presents the impossible so you can believe in miracles. My precious child, do you not understand the lengths of miracles I will show you when you begin to wonder for even the slightest moment if you are on the right track with following your divine calling? You seek me through the cloudiest nights. Know, when you have discovered that sanctuary within your heart and soul, you have established a perfect harmony for us to coexist. The lifetime which you have been nurturing and the love in which you have desired to express yourself in has not been lost. Instead, it was placed in a world in which to bless others. Realize that through walking through a journey of self-development, you were able to create your dreams from thought and emotion. Now you are able to teach others how to become fulfilled through the power of their own hands. You created the desire, and your spirit called forth the love in which you have used to create these words. The combination of your words and thoughts have aligned and created the opening of new opportunities. You must be moving forward as energy is constantly moving forward. You cannot remain stagnant and expect the energy and love to move forward if you remain in the same situations. Now that you have written an instruction manual regarding the law of abundance and attraction through energy, you have become an energy magnet. This is why you cherish your clients and are humbled that they chose you to share in their journey into self-discovery. You learn through teaching self how to apply all the gifts you possessed into creating your goals. Now you're being called forth to share this knowledge with the world around you. So many souls are seeking love outside of themselves. They are going within to experience the love that resides through divine energy. As a result, many people believe they must first become someone and something they're not in order to achieve a goal. Truth resides through accepting who they are in order to receive all that they love and cherish. How can you teach something that you do not understand? It's similar to a student attending specialized medical training for many years, yet not seeking a career path where the student can utilize their expertise in that area which they've learned. The student must first combine the desire to become a healer, then attend an institution to learn how to apply the knowledge. Only then can the student move forward into the area where they can better serve. You need to understand to teach others with such knowledge, your mind, body, and spirit must comprehend the knowledge. Then will you be able to apply this understanding in its completion to live up to your potential and to teach what others need to know in order to understand the experience. This is the schooling you are attending now, my precious child. Your training will be moving forward at such a rapid rate of speed, you will soon be sharing this with others. Then will your movement transition you into another opportunity where you will witness the results of your efforts. Continue moving forward. Pray for guidance and understanding in which to see only that which I have placed before you. As you become more aware, then I will rapidly move you into another opportunity. Soon you will know what it feels like to come from a place of knowing. True knowing comes from spirit. However, understanding how to apply all that which you know will serve as a greater resource for teaching others to respect their own signs and coincidences. For there are signs all around you just waiting to be noticed. Do not fall back into limiting beliefs and limiting me as well, for you are entering into this journey to understand how you may be of service to others. This allows the journey to move you forward and to answer your greatest calling. Know you are where you need to be at this moment in time to reawaken the light workers. Those ready will be prepared to meet you, align, love, and be blessed. More importantly, share your soul with those who take comfort in your truth. Do not allow anyone or anything to deter you. for I have asked you to enter into the gates of trust and attention. Remove your pride and replace it with trust, realizing through the act of pursuing your heart's desires, you may be led by the flesh of doubt, especially if the road does not appear as if it is in your plans, but in mine. For your prayers to me have been to reveal the truth in this act of work, so let me share with you truth, your truth. So many souls have prayed for abundance of money, relationships, and material things which will allow them to further experience love. But it is not in the money and material possession of that which money can buy, were you to experience love, my child. It is in the feeling of having that which you love in your presence. That which your heart loves is God, and that source of energy in which you seek to experience love is created within your own soul. Do you not understand that when souls pray for money or tangible items, so many often fail to ask to experience love from what they are seeking? When they receive their material possessions, they still feel an emptiness and loneliness within their soul. Love and money are two completely different loves. Love and money do not coexist as one cell. Only love and God's source can coexist as one cell. When souls pray for money, they are seeking the feeling of love that the creation of money may bring into their life. Understand this, and you will truly know what it is to be rich. Know that my truth resides upon the highest mountains and through the deepest oceans. Never mistake my love for material possessions. Each and every day, so many lost souls are passing one another in the street, interacting with one another in a store, and yet so many feel alone. If you ignite the world by doing that one thing you love, which is to write my truth, just imagine what the world would feel like. If every soul walking their truth were to experience doing what they love, the interactions of so many would be sharing love. The truth of their souls would ignite the world and money would be irrelevant. True wealth lies not in the power to purchase material things from another. True wealth lies in the knowledge that you have achieved your life calling and are doing that which you were created in love to do. You desire to experience a miracle? My child, the moment you wrote your first words through the knowledge of our joined souls is the moment you became master over your own life. You allowed your soul to experience greater wealth than many kings and queens will ever possess. Now allow your soul to share your love with another, and that love will grow over greener pastures and bluer waters than any amount of material possession will ever reach. Money is a transfer of value for another object of value. Transferring your love through doing that which you love is greater than anything money can buy. By sharing love through your soul, you reach many people who in turn will share their love. The ripple effect can become global. This is how the flutter of a butterfly's wings can create a miracle across the world. Welcome to the world, my butterfly. Now spread your wings and fly.